So tonight, I want us to pray for one of the things that Pastor Carla left us. You know, remember she taught us about the 3 points for the season that we are in. And one of them was, anybody can remember? 3 things, yeah? One of them was, okay, time, talent, and treasure. And she dwelt, she took time to teach us on time. And I hope we are going back to those notes and listening to the teachings on time, reminding us that we are, even though we are in this time, that we are not in this time, we are in eternity. There's a scripture that I like very much, I can't remember where it is, but maybe Proverbs 20, I don't know, that talks about, teach me to number my days, that I may gain, that my heart may gain knowledge and wisdom. So when we understand the days that we are living in, we are very deliberate to be accurate, to ask the Holy Spirit, help me to live accurately, because the days are not your usual days. So tonight, I'd like us to pray for our talents, because you know, time is in the time of God, isn't it? But and therefore, all we need to do about time is be alert and aware so that we are living in that time of eternity. But the talents, we can pray for our talents, because each one of us has been endowed with gifts and talents. And we can pray to believing God for the flourishing of our gifts, for the restoring of our gifts, for the continuation and effectiveness of our gifts. So tonight, and Pastor Carla, actually, I'm just going to pick a few points and scriptures that Pastor Carla already taught on. So it's nothing that is not in your notebooks, but because I really want us to take time to pray. So she defined talents, and she said it's competence, it's aptitude, it's capability, it's measure, it is skill, it's ability, it's productivity. And the last, I think the last Wednesday or the Sunday, she added, it is capacity for success. Talent or gift is a capacity. You're given capacity to succeed. That's why we as Christians, we ought to be the most successful people on earth, because we've been given the gifts and the talents that are according to the plan and the purpose of God. And we all know very well that God does not fail. He never fails. So we want to pray tonight for believing God to stir up our giftings and to show us how to develop them. So James 1:17 in the NIV, it talks about good gifts. James 1:17, we could even put it in whatever version you have there, technical people, for sake of time, so that, because I really want us to spend time praying. It talks about every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, with whom there is no shadow of turning. I may have paraphrased it because I haven't quoted it here. But then what I would say is that gifts are developed in order to become beneficial. Each individual is given. We are endowed with gifts. Because remember, whatever God does and makes, remember in Genesis 1, he said he created, he created, he created, and then at the end of it, he said it was good. So even as we were created to be good, so we have been endowed with gifts that when we develop them, they will enable us to become beneficial, not just to ourselves, but to the community and to the kingdom of God. Last Sunday, Reverend Vidar spoke to us a lot about that faith takes action. If you remember, he was talking a lot about you can have faith and you can pray for it, but you have to take action at some point. You have to take action at some point. Otherwise, it's what I think James says, that you believe there is a God, yes, even the demons believe there is a God. but show me your works, then I will believe your belief. Because there has to be a manifestation of that which we believe. And this is where our gifts and talents play a key role. So he spoke to us about faith takes action. So what's action? It's to be active in some form of something, you know, to be active. If whatever you're believing for, then there is an activity, whether it's a prayer, whether it's confession, whether it's the actual taking steps of faith, it's an activity. And the opposite of being active is being passive. And I would dare say that what kills dreams and gifts is passivity. Because if you're not doing nothing, you can pray all your life, but if you're not taking any action, it's like somebody who goes to school, does PhD, but he's never doing nothing with that education. What will they become? Educated nothing. Because who are you benefiting? Nobody. And I know there's people they are so knowledgeable, but they don't take any action with the knowledge to produce and to manifest it. So our talents ought to be developed in a way. So to be passive is to be inactive, unresponsive. It's to lack, it's a lack of resistance. You understand? There are people who are, they just accept the status quo. We were born poor. My family is poor. We are helped. Your mother was helped. You are helped. The children you desire are helped, and you're thinking, how is this even correct? Even in your own thinking. Because there ought to be a progression in our lives that showcases there is faith in this person's life. Because you have the gifts, do something with what you've been given. I recall very well listening to Miles Monroe many, many years ago, and there is one statement he made, and he said that the graveyard is full of unused gifts or talents. People die having never used their gifts or talents, but most of them prayed, especially Christians. They prayed. They read the Bible, but they didn't do anything. This is where talents is very important. Developing our gifts and talents is crucial, so, because you can end up in the grave with your gifts. So what is that? It's wasted potential. You had great potential, but you wasted it because you were fearful, you were inactive, you could not resist. Resist things. Because, you know, whatever is thrown at you, you accept. You understand? So it's how can I call it? It's having a gusto about your faith and knowing that this is not just the statements we read in the Bible. They are not just statements. They are statements that will be manifested, but it takes my action to collaborate with God so that I can manifest what God has put in me. Pastor Carla also referenced to Matthew 7:7-8 that talks about keep seeking, keep asking, isn't it? Yeah. Ask and keep on asking. Knock and keep on knocking. Ask and keep on asking. What is that? We are talking about keep seeking for how to unfold or develop your gifts and talents. God cannot give to you and then be careless not to show you how to develop that gift. However, it takes a passionate person to seek to know. That's why we go to school. You know, you have a potential to be a mathematician, but you still need to go to school. Because if you don't go to school, there are levels of that mathematics that you will never know, isn't it? Yeah, it's the same thing. The gifts of the Spirit or the giftings, and when we talk about talents here, we are not just talking about the gifts of the Spirit. It's the equipment. You're wired with the capacity to success. But that capacity has to be drawn so that it can start now manifesting and taking its shape. So that's what Matthew 7:7 talks about. Seek and keep on seeking. Ask and keep on asking. Knock and keep on knocking. So it means we never give up. And we never reach a place where we say we know it all. Because the minute we say we know it all, then we have put a limit on ourselves. So I will say that action takes a lot of effort. It does take a lot of effort. But that's why passive people remain at a low level. Gifts are given, but skill is learned. Each one of us here has a gift. But not everybody applies the skill, because skill is learned. And skill is learned by doing. Okay? So tonight, my desire is that we pray to identify our talent, if we haven't, but also to receive the skill. What is skill? It is the ability to do something well. You can be gifted, but you're using your gifts just at a low level or mediocre level. But yet, we know Romans 13:3. What does it say? That we may know what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. So what is that perfect will of God? It is the excellent. So we need to pray so that we can develop our gifts to progress. If they are good, we need to them to move to acceptable. If they are acceptable, we need to move them to excellent. Isn't it? The perfect. Matthew 5:16, she also referenced to this scripture where she spoke about, it talks about let your light shine. I told you I'm going fast because you already have all these scriptures. So I'm just reminding you so that we can pray. So it talks about let your light shine, and which talks about let your gifting, use your gift to influence others. Your gift is not just for you. Your gift is supposed to have a domino effect. So it's infusing others. Your gift is changing lives of others. Your gift is helping others. Your gift is lifting others. Your gift is working. Somehow, it's working. It's not a dormant gift. Okay? It's working. 1 Peter 4:10 in the Amplified. I'll read this one. 1 Peter 4:10 in the Amplified says that just as each one of you has received a special gift, a spiritual talent, an ability graciously given by God, employ it in serving one another as is appropriate for good stewards of God's multifaceted grace, faithfully using the diverse, varied gifts and abilities granted to Christians by God's unmerited favor. So this talks about each one of us has been given. Each one of us has special gifts. They're special. None of us is void of something that can be useful, whether to you, to your children, to your family, to your community. Actually, that's why Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians, can't remember where he talks about that, that all the gifts are for the benefit of all. The gifts that are given by God are to benefit all. That's why we are to develop them and use them so that we are not denying others the benefit because we are kept our gifts dormant or we are passive to use them. And therefore, we should be good stewards. So we are going to pray tonight to be good stewards. So who is a steward? A steward is somebody who conducts or supervises or manages what has been given to them. Remember these gifts. That's what 1 Peter 4:10 says. We've been given these gifts by God. They are His. So He's given it to us so that we can be good stewards that will use them to advance what He wants. the life that we are living is the plan of God, if we are intentional. Our lives are supposed to be lived for God. And therefore, we are good stewards of the gifts so that these gifts can reach us where we need to reach, or take the kingdom where it needs to go, or influence the people it's supposed to influence, or build the project that it's supposed to build, isn't it? So we want to pray to be good stewards. Romans 11:29 says that for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Some other version says they are the gifts of God are without repentance. That means once it's gifted to you, God is not taking it back. Now, whether it becomes effective is all up to you, because it's lying within us. It's in us. God will never take it back. Whatever gift he has given you, you can choose not to use it and go to the graveyard with all the potential, or you can use it and advance the kingdom of God as he will. So then I will be right to say that God will not follow your wishes for what you want, because he sticks to his plan for what he purposed for you. He will not follow you. You know, many times we waste a lot of our years asking God to do what we want. A lot of prayers are wasteful. We are asking God, this is what I want to do, and this is how I want to do it. So we are forever asking and insisting and adamant and rebellious, if I may call it that. We are insisting, God, I want it done my way. But remember, the Bible says, I think it's Psalms 139, that before any of our days became, they were written in God's book. That means the blueprint for my life is already in God's books. So can you imagine, God is telling me, Ruth, this is your path. And I come here and I'm looking this direction and I'm thinking, I like what Professor Judy does. So I'm stuck here praying to be changed to the path of Professor Judy. So what will happen with a book that is written for all my days? Is God going to put white out and shift, take the file and shift it here so that he can agree with my... Do you see why we really need to be serious and intentional about pursuing our gifts and talents that are in line with the plan of God? Because what does it do? It removes a lot of obstruction and delay. A lot of obstruction and delay for our lives is because we are insisting on what we want. And God is here saying, this is what I have. It's like with an architect. I'm going through a building project right now, and I had the architect do something small. It's a small cottage he did for me. So can you imagine, the cottage is done, the map is drawn, or what do you call it? It's a map. It's a called what? That one, yeah, you can tell. So that one. So it's there. I've given the contractor this, and the contractor is doing according to the architect, but me, I'm insisting, no, this one, we want to change it this way. Where will it arrive? It's not going nowhere. And if it does, it will be a crooked cottage, isn't it? Because I am insisting on my way. The blueprint of God for each one of us is that there's a path for you. And in this path, the giftings that are required, the enablement that is required, the resources that are required, the energy that is required, the capacity that you need are all here. Remember Ephesians 2:10. It says that we may walk in the paths that God has already prepared and made ready for us. So there is a path that is made ready for me. But if I keep insisting, this is the path I want, you know what happens? Then there is so much unnecessary delay. And you are wondering, why is my life not moving forward? It's because you are adamant and you're not releasing yourself to God, isn't it? So that's what we are going to pray tonight. We are going to pray, God, we want to release our giftings to you. We want to release those talents that you have for us so that they can be retwitched and realigned in the path that you want them to go. And we are committing to be very active in hearing and following what we hear so that we can develop them. Because they are not, your path does not unfold one day just because we were born. It keeps unfolding progressively. Okay? So God is intentional to keep you on the plan because he knows it's a good plan for you. Okay? So that means that if we don't develop our gifts, then we remain dormant while we keep struggling in life. We are not supposed to be struggling in life. That does not mean we will not have challenges, but we always have answers that will pull us out of the issues that we are in, isn't it? That's why we have to stay with God, because he will show us how to come out. So we are going to pray using this 2 Chronicles 15:2. If you can put 2 Chronicles 15:2 there. Oh, not King James. Let's read the New King James, please. The New King James, maybe. It should be 2 Chronicles 15:2. Oh, all right. Let me open it. And we call that gadget blessed. It should be behaving very well. So we call it so. So let me open mine. 2 Chronicles 15:2. This is what 2 Chronicles says. And let me just read from verse 1. It says, "Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Esa and said to him, 'Hear me, Esa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. The Lord is with you while you are with him. The Lord will flourish your talents while you are with him.' Then it says, 'If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.'" So what are we saying here? We are saying that we are praying tonight to tell the Lord. We are seeking him concerning our talents, and we are releasing our gifts to God, and we are asking him, open our eyes to see and open our hearts to know what is my gifting if I don't know. And even if I know, how do I advance these giftings? Because none of us has arrived at the fullness of it. But we are asking the Lord, how do I develop the giftings and the talents that you have endowed me with so that I can create capacity for success with them? Okay? So if we seek him, we will find him. But listen to verse 7, it says, "But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." So what does that say? You have the giftings, but remember I spoke about we need to take the action. So we cannot be passive. So as we are seeking the Lord, we are seeking the Lord also on what to do. So, "But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak." Weak hands talks about laziness, disinterest. I have arrived. I got it. You understand? That, yeah. But it's saying, for your work shall be rewarded. There is a reward for seeking to flourish and develop our talents. Because like I said, it's supposed to be making an impact. It's like when you throw a stone in a sea or a lake or a pond. Do you see it hits one point? But have you ever seen the ripple effects? That you can even tell the water. It touches one point, but it touches many other points. There's a wave that is moving because of what was hit. It's the same with our talents. I might be the one that is the carrier, but that talent is not only beneficial to me. It is affecting so many other faculties that I may not even know. But it is, isn't it? So we are asking the Lord, strengthen our hands that they do not get weak. Strengthen our resolve to work our gifts. And then verse 12 of that scripture says, then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. So how are we going to understand what is this that I'm carrying? How do I work it out to become successful? And when I talk about success, I'm not talking about me being it. I'm talking about to be successful in the gifting that God gave me, that my life becomes a representation of the kingdom of God. That I am not just about me, but I'm about, because maybe I can say, I think the fire have come, I've realized things are not working. You know, that's giving up. And we are never supposed to give up. Paul said, run the race with perseverance. Jude said, contend for the faith. This faith is to be contended for. It's not only the young, it's all of us. We all contend for the faith. Because have we won all the souls that are in the world? No. Are we the ones who will go? Not necessarily all the way. But what we do, and when we allow our gifts to flourish, remember the ripple effect I have said. They will be impacting the next generation or another generation out there or a person that lives within my community that looks at me and wonders, there's something about this woman. And I may not even ever speak to them, but the fact that I am a demonstration of the wonderful works of God, it may change somebody's life, isn't it? So there is a lot we can do just by allowing the gifts within us to develop and to flourish. So tonight we are going to stand up and pray together, because we want to pray for our gifts. We want to pray for what it is. Have I identified all the gifts? Or did I get one and become contented? For some, it may be just that one. For some other people, it might be multi. We read in 1 Peter 4 there, talks about multifaceted. For some, it may be many. And it even talks about the graces. So there is the grace for one, there is a grace for two, there is a grace for many. For some, there may be seasonals. There is a season you may be operating in this gift, but there will be another season you will operate in another gift. So who knows? That's why the Bible says that, in 2 Chronicles 15 says, seek me. When you seek me, you will know. So we want to covenant with God that we'll be seekers of your will for us. What is that plan that you have for us as individuals, as the body of Victory Faith, as the body of Jesus Christ on earth, as family members, as husbands, as wives, as blessed single ladies like me, isn't it? All of us. Each one of us. I mean, we don't write nobody. Are we written off, my sweetheart? No, we are not. We are very impactful. Yeah, I tell my family, don't you dare write me off. Don't you dare write me. Because everybody has their portion, isn't it? So there is this that we can all collectively, when we find our place, can you imagine how that interlinking, intertwining, you know, it's like a kiondo. Nobody knows the beginning of this thread, but the thing is carrying heavy things, isn't it? That's what we want to believe tonight. Can you stand up, we pray? Stand up, we pray. So we are going to pray using Ephesians 1. It's a scripture that Pastor Davis always encourages us to pray with. Forgive me, Pastor Davis. We love you. I did mention where you are away, but I think this team knows. He's in Massabit. Sorry, I just got into it. Forgive me. But yeah, Pastor is in Massabit, and they are having a good time there, although it's very, very hot. Yeah, but we believe God for them. So Ephesians 1 from verse 17. It's a scripture that we are well taught to pray with, that says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So we are asking for the knowledge of his plan for us and the gifts that he has for us. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. We want to know what it is. For those who don't know, I speak to the little kids at our home, and there's one I've asked several times, so what do you want to be when you grow up? He's a very intelligent boy. I mean, IQ sharp. But then he's also very courageous. He tells me, Mom Ruth, I don't know yet. You know, that's a wonderful answer, because he's not lying, and he's not. Some will tell you pilot, and if you ask them what's a pilot, they don't know. You understand? So what is my role? Is to keep praying for that young man, because he's very honest. So I've been praying for that young man, and I've said, God, please reveal to this young man what he wants, because his heart is so pure that if he can understand what he ought to be, you know, he will be speaking about it with so much confidence. So that those are the things we are praying for. We are praying for our children at Children's Church. We are praying for them to know what is their will. We are laying the foundation. That's what we are doing tonight, so that talents can flourish and be developed. And then he goes on to say that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to others, toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. And you know, it goes on and on. So tonight I want us to pray in tongues. We are asking the Holy Spirit, stir within us, show us, reveal to us, enlighten us, let our eyes know what is this, what are the gifts within this body, what are the things within the individuals that are members of this church, what are the gifts for the children that have been sired under this faith presence. They've been taught the word of God, but yet we know that they are the carriers of the mantle of this ministry into the future. So we are asking for the revelation of their gifts at an early age. So Father, tonight we come before you, our God. We are asking you tonight, as we pray in this by the help of the Spirit tonight, that we articulate your will for the talents and the gifts that are held in this wonderful body of Victory Faith Church. Members and church attendees that are regular here, and even those that visit us, oh God, from time to time, each one of them is pursuing the will of God. And Father, we are asking tonight, reveal to us, oh God. We pray to know, we pray to see, we pray to understand, we pray to comprehend tonight. Let's just pray in tongues tonight as we believe, God. We thank you, God. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramashakata. Kendesekekata. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. For the Bible says, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Hebrews tells us that you uphold all things by the word of your power, because your power is in your word. And forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So that which you instruct, O God, it cannot be changed by timelines or circumstances. It can only be performed your way. Isaiah says that when you act, nobody can reverse, because you carry the power to perform and to establish. Oh God, we are a work of your hand. Each one of us, and collectively as the body of Victory Faith, we are the very works of your hands. And in us you have graced, oh God, with various gifts that can be useful to the kingdom of God. When you spoke and say that of your kingdom there shall be no end, is because you knew that you have created all that is required to make your kingdom long-lasting and eternal. That eternal kingdom will require a body that is committed and dedicated and purposeful to advance it, oh God. We are that body, oh God, tonight. We are part of the large body, but in our space and in our place, you have given us mandates, oh God. The overriding vision of this ministry is to raise up leaders. We were well reminded by our pastor, oh God, that her calling is to raise up leaders, that whether be in the ministry, whether be in the business world, whether be in the family, whether be in the institutions, wherever we find ourselves, we are called to be leaders. And therefore, it means that our talents are necessary to be developed, oh God, because we cannot advance when we are passive. So we are speaking tonight, oh God, that the people of this congregation are not passive. They are not lazy, and they are not even fearful, oh God. They contend with the forces that be as they grow in faith, contending with the oppressive spirits, that they may break barriers and become the leaders that they are called to be. So we declare in the name of Jesus that our talents grow, our talents grow, our talents flourish. Our talents are identified. They are not only identified, but we ourselves identify our talents, and we employ integrity to develop our talents, oh God. So we declare in the name of Jesus that in this very ministry of Victory Faith Church, oh God, there are worshipers of every kind. There are worshipers that are dedicated to the call of God. There are praisers that are dedicated to the call of God. We declare their giftings continue to flourish. We are thankful for the fact that you have brought the team that is there. But we are also cognizant that there are others, oh God, that may be sitting idle. So we call them forth in the name of Jesus. We recognize, oh Lord our God, that there is growth, oh God, that has happened so far. And we are ever grateful, oh Lord our God, that every Sunday we come to church, we are taken into the presence of the Lord for a dedicated team, oh God, that is intentional to sacrifice their time that they may grow in worshiping you. Father, we thank you for that team, oh God, and we thank you for other arms of ministry. We are grateful for our pastors, oh God. They labor day and night studying the word of God, that they may come and be a blessing to us in nurturing our spirits, that we may grow grow holistically, spirit, soul, and body. So we thank you for Pastor Carla and Pastor David. And we thank you, Lord, for the elders and the deacons and all those that are undergirding and supporting them. But we know also that they also need help in the name of Jesus. So we are asking, oh God, that you will identify others that are called into the ministry of pastoring and teaching the word of God, to the evangelists, oh God, and the prophets, and all that you call into the fivefold. We are calling for the ministers of the fivefold in Victory Faith in the name of Jesus. And so we are speaking, oh God, even to the youth and to the children as early us now, may they start to identify their areas of giftings, oh God, that they may start to be developed and that they may become progressively. So we declare in the name of Jesus that we receive the future pastors and we receive the future teachers for this ministry. We receive the future prophets for this ministry. We receive, oh Lord our God, those that are called into the fivefold. If there be any that know but they are fearful, we break that fear in the name of Jesus and we call them out. We call them out, oh God, by the multifaceted graces of God. May they hear, may they know, and may they pursue it in the name of Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord, our Father, that in this very ministry, there are kings that you have called into the business world. Kings to make finances, kings to change the communities, kings to change the institutions, kings to represent the kingdom of God. We are calling those out. We are calling them from the current community, oh God. But we are calling them from the youth, and we are calling them from the children, and we are calling them from the highways and the byways, and we are calling them to get born again, and we are calling them to be passionate about their giftings, oh God. Those that you have called in various fields, we are speaking tonight, oh God, that not only do they have favor with you, but they have favor with men. Wherever they work, oh God, they have favor with men. They will be preferred. They will be promoted. They will be positioned. They will advance, oh Lord our God, in acumen and integrity, that they will stand out in their communities, and therefore they will be not only remunerated, but they will be rewarded for standing in the integrity of the word of God as they develop their gifts, oh God. Tonight we are thankful, our Father, for all the talents that are in this body, many that we cannot even name, and many that we don't even know that they are talents, oh God. But as the world progresses in changing, oh God, there are those that even are in technology, various gifts in the technology that will be useful to the kingdom of God. We speak to their minds, oh God, even from a young age, that they start identifying the coding system and the systems of technology, that they will be able to be elevated to positions where there will be even eyes for the Lord, speaking for the Lord, developing systems for the Lord, and advancing the kingdom of God. Father, we declare, oh God, the church will not be left behind. The church will not be left behind. The church is advancing. Jesus himself told Peter, on this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we declare that we are ahead of the game of technology in the name of Jesus. And therefore, we declare understanding and knowledge, wisdom and insight over all those that are interested in technology, that they are not just interested in technology for fun or the money that it pays, but they are interested in it to advance the kingdom of God. Therefore, we declare in Victory Faith Church, we will never be found behind. We will always be ahead, because the giftings that are in this church are being nurtured and they are being developed by individuals, but even as a body. We pray for your will over this ministry, oh God. So many other gifts, oh God, in the area of counseling, in the area of teaching. One of the key ministries of Living Faith International is to the orphan and the vulnerable children. So we declare tonight, oh God, those children that need education, Father, we are declaring that in that area, that we receive the right teachers in the name of Jesus. Out of this congregation, there are spirit-filled teachers that will be interested in serving in the ministry that God has placed them under. So we ask by the Spirit of God that you develop teachers for the future of Heritage Leadership Academy in the name of Jesus, that the children that are schooling here will not only be raised by teachers from out there, but from teachers that understand the heart and the vision of our pastors. So we call forth from our youth teachers, oh God, teachers that will teach in integrity, teachers that will love the children, teachers that will show them the word of God, teachers that will understand, oh God, how to relate to the children that are needy and that have gone through trauma. We call out counselors, oh God. We call out counselors in the kingdom of God, oh God, that we will not have to go and take our children to psychologists that are not born again, but we have spirit-filled counselors that can identify a child and walk with them. So Father, we declare tonight, oh God, giftings of every kind. Giftings of every kind, oh God, in this community, our Father. No child, whether they are in a marriage situation or in a single family situation, will ever feel left out, oh God. Because in this community, there are those who are gifted with the gift of hospitality in the name of Jesus. So Father, we are asking tonight, oh God, that you will stir up the gifts. Show your people what is the area of their talents, oh God, and equip them with the knowledge and the wisdom and the insight and the understanding to develop it intentionally, that we may grow the kingdom of God even in this home church where you have placed us, oh God. This is our place of development, and therefore we declare by the truth of the word of God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, and by the acumen of integrity and hard work, we will be able to progress and to increase and to expand and to occupy and to take over, oh God, our communities, even as Jesus has called us and told us, occupy till I return. So we declare this ministry can only grow. It will only flourish. It will only multiply. It will only grow bigger. It will only grow stronger in the world. This ministry, oh Lord God, is set on a pedestal of progression because it is hanging on the prophets and the word of God. So we declare, oh Lord God, a shift and a repositioning of the people that are in this ministry to understand that they are called to the work of the kingdom of God. So we are running the race with integrity and with perseverance. Hebrews 12 told us that we're looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So we are running this race, oh God, with intent and with deliberately with the passion that it takes to develop and to build our giftings to be of benefit to our very self, to our families, to our communities, to the nation of Kenya, and to the world at large. So help us, God. So help us, God. So help us, God. We are willing. We find ourselves in Romans 12 and say that we offer ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to you, because it's our reasonable service. And we do not conform to the pattern of this world, but we conform to the word of God, that we may know what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God, even in our generation and the generation after us. We give you thanks, O God, and we bless your holy name, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Glory to God.